Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Paul Lancour, in for Rachel Miro. The University of California has announced pay raises for many of its non-union employees. The pay hike of at least 3% is good news for some 78,000 faculty and staff, many of whom have gone without raises for 4 years. The announcement comes as the UC system is reeling from another year of reduced state funding and as returning students face a 10% tuition hike this fall. California voters often write their own laws, using the power of the initiative. But less used is the power of the referendum, the chance to overturn laws. This year, though, the referendum seems especially popular, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains.
Californians know well the familiar political sales pitch in parking lots and street corners.
Just 10 seconds is all it takes. I just need a signature and your registered address for voting.
Edgar, who would only give his first name, stands on Market Street in downtown San Francisco. He's one of hundreds of paid signature gatherers fanned out across California.
Hi, would you sign a petition real quick? It's to stop the internet sales tax.
What Edgar is peddling is a referendum, asking voters whether to keep the new law requiring online retailers to collect state sales tax. It's dubbed the Amazon tax because the online giant is the company most opposed. In a referendum, a yes vote keeps in place the law passed by the legislature. A no vote throws the law out. Campaign records show Amazon is now spending $3 million to get the referendum qualified for the June 2012 ballot.
I was stunned. I was really stunned that they chose the referendum route.
Bill Dombrowski is president of the California Retailers Association. He represents many traditional stores that collect sales tax and thus think Amazon is wrong. Amazon's campaign team declined to be interviewed for this story. Dombrowski thinks a referendum fight over online sales taxes could be expensive, as much as $30 million, which means a big payday for campaign consultants.
When this all started, my phone, I thought I was the most popular guy in Sacramento because I think every political consultant in town called me.
The Amazon measure is one of three referendum measures seeking to undo parts of this year's budget. Another would overturn a new fee on rural homeowners for firefighting costs, and a third would dissolve local redevelopment agencies. There's also a proposed referendum on a new law requiring school textbooks to include the historical contributions of gays and lesbians, and then this week's referendum to overturn the new map for state Senate districts. That's five referendum measures, the most in recent history. But a referendum isn't easy to pull off.
You have to move very fast in a referendum. You have high signature standards, and there are other less costly ways, many people have concluded, to get what they want.
Journalist Joe Matthews is the co-author of the book California Crack Up, a look at the state's dysfunctional government. He's critical of how little time is given to qualify a referendum, just 90 days. Initiatives get 150 days. Matthews says more referendum measures might actually make elected officials more responsive.
Having a strong referendum process puts a lot of pressure on the legislature to take its time to have hearings, have input, and explain what it is that it's doing.
If the process were made easier, 2012 might actually be the year of the referendum. As it stands now, only the Amazon tax measure has the financial backing to jump over the existing high hurdles. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Pelican Bay State Prison opened its gates to members of the press for the first time since a three-week hunger strike in July. Michael Montgomery reports that yesterday's media tour came as corrections officials are pledging to move forward with a major overhaul of the controversial isolation units where the strike was focused.
B-Pod, we're ready when you're ready.
Pelican Bay's windowless security housing unit, or SHU, is a prison within a prison and resembles a giant concrete bunker. Inside, most of the inmates are held here on indeterminate terms, accused of ties to violent prison gangs. Some have been locked down for decades. Last month's hunger strike was led by inmates here who were demanding the Department of Corrections curtail the use of isolation units. The strike ended after department officials said they were already studying possible reforms. Now, they say they are going much further.
I'm not talking about a study. I'm talking about making some changes that make the process much more in tune and in line with national best practices. And that's what the secretary's going to do.
That's Corrections Undersecretary Scott Kernan. Kernan says that while the department will continue to rely on the SHU to house dangerous gang leaders, it's looking at major changes in who's placed in the units, for what reasons, and how inmates can return to a regular cell. Kernan says he told strike leaders the department was moving forward, but with extreme caution.
I told them it wasn't going to happen overnight, that we are going to go through a pretty extensive process to make sure that we get it right, because to get it wrong means that people get hurt.
Much depends on California cutting its inmate population, and any major overhaul will need buy-in from the legislature and unions, among others. And then there's the inmates, among whom distrust of the department runs deep.
CDCR's sincerity is often in doubt. They are not transparent.
Carol Strickman of the advocacy group Prisoners with Children says Pelican Bay inmates believe the department has already reneged on some promises made last month. She says a lot is riding on a meeting scheduled for tomorrow between strike leaders and state officials.
They did a lot of promises back on July 20th, and now it's time for them to lay down their cards and show where they're really at.
Inside Pelican Bay's SHU, reporters were only allowed to speak with inmates who didn't take part in the strike.
Lieutenant, are we going to have a chance to interview any of the hunger strike leaders?
No, sir.
But in a handwritten letter sent to me, one of the leaders warned of another hunger strike if the department doesn't move quickly to improve conditions in the SHU. Standing in a recreational yard in another part of the prison, Pelican Bay's acting warden, Greg Lewis, says he backs the department's plans. But he says inmates have to understand any changes inside the state's highest security lockup will move slowly.
Change is like an aircraft carrier. It takes miles and miles to turn an aircraft carrier. Do you know that? 7 miles to be exact.
Do you think this aircraft carrier is turning?
It's going to be thoroughly vetted, thoroughly reviewed, and I foresee some changes. I really do.
Officials say inmates could see some small changes inside the security housing units within weeks, but it will take many months, if not years, to get new policies in place. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery in Crescent City.
That's the California Report for Thursday, August 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Paul Lancour. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.